Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Good evening, followers of Business and Economic Segment. Good evening, everybody out there. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to the Business Platform with me, David Shombe, and of course, my colleague.
Good evening, everyone. Safia Basson here.
Yes. Business and Economic Segment is a business platform. It's a platform that discuss business matter. It's a platform that, we use, to analyze policies, economic policies. It's also a platform where we look at economic development, conversations, and the platform where we make sure that, we encourage or we make sure that we bring about those thought-provoking conversations so that we can touch the heart and the mind of individuals. We are trying to bring new way of thinking, particularly when it's coming to economic operators or economic actors. We look at issues of SME development. We look at issues of farmers. We look at youth, and also we look at political decisions which are affecting the economy, because the economy is affected by political decisions. And we also look at external factors, like what is happening now. You don't want to call it a tariff war, and how these things are impacting our country, and how can Namibia navigate through this, different uncertainties of the world. And the main aim of the program is to make sure that we advance our Namibian economy in all sector, or we advance the development of the country in all sector, not only in terms of economic development. We also look at infrastructure development, and most importantly is human development, the development where it is centered at human, the ability of an individual to make sure that they have all the basic needs and have a satisfied present and the future. And we also try to analyze various reports from various institutions. And with me here and Safia Basson, we are going to take you through the conversation for today. But before we go to the topic of today, it's always very important to make sure that you follow us in all our social media platform. That is, of course, Eagle FM Namibia. You follow us on Facebook. You follow us on Twitter. You follow us on Instagram. You follow us on LinkedIn. And what is very interesting is that when you follow us, you like our page, you share our page, you'll be able to be up to date with what is currently happening, and also with what is happening in the economy. And when you share our page, your friends, your family members, and those who are following you on social media platform will also be advantageous to make sure that they follow what we do. And interestingly also, we also have e-paper, that is, of course, the Villager newspaper. That is a e-paper that is coming out every Monday, every Wednesday, and every Friday. And there are various opportunities in there, and there are various news, various analysis on the economy, and you'll be able to be a very good student who understand economics, a very good student who understand, a very good citizen actually, who understand, economic intelligence, who understand, how to make a decision, how to make futuristic strategic decisions based on the data which are available, based on the information that you get. And what is also very important is also to make sure that you download our app. We have an app. We are very beautiful radio with an app. If you find yourself in a situation where you are not able to listen to us, where you are not reached by the frequency, actually, for Eagle FM, just go in your phone, use your smartphone, download the Eagle FM app, then you'll be able to listen to programs which are currently on air, and also previous programs that you can go. We have an open archive, actually. Open archive, all the programs which happen, all the programs which were played, you can go to our open archive, that is, of course, our podcast, then you'll be able to follow, listen, and get the relevant information that you want. Lastly, before we go to commercial break, then we start with our main conversation for today. Download our Imba app. Our Imba app is an app. It's actually hymn songs in a soft copy or hymn songs in a well simplified format where you can just use your phone to download Imba app. It's a representation of a hymn book. So if you do not have, you actually don't need to buy a hymn book. You just need to make sure that you download Imba app. After you have done that, you will be able to follow. Even if you are not, a Shiwambo speaker, you are not, English speaker, there are various local languages where the hymn book is translated into. So, before we start with the conversation, let us go to a commercial break.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077. Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077. No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Mukungu lewa tuko maikuto wa mina apili kwa mavucha aziva. Uvele kisema app ato lokasi nchavu kamso, zakale liferide, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera azali vuka, kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a Imba app, mwikutwe kulibusi emba santo ye mwetuna. Mwikole sfera fama.
So tonight we're tackling a topic that often gets overlooked.
Yeah.
But it's absolutely crucial why civic education matters in national development. Now let's be honest, life gets busy.
Yeah.
Between work, school, raising families and chasing our personal goals and the hustling, you know.
Yeah.
Many of us don't often stop to ask, what is my role in the success of my community or even the country at large? And that's where civic education comes in.
Yeah.
It's more than just learning how government works. It's about understanding your rights and your responsibilities as a citizen and how your actions or your inaction impact the nation.
Indeed. Yeah, you know, civic education is one of the forms of education, or one of the things which happen in most advanced countries. They always have a subject on civic education. Sometimes it's kind of a social science subject, where maybe we need to go to the meta itself to say, if somebody is talking about civic education, what do they mean by that?
Yeah.
What do they mean when they talk about civic education?
Yes.
And what is the necessity of civic education? And a very simple definition of civic education is, it's just an education of citizens about the rights, as you have mentioned. About the rights, about their rights, about duties, and also their responsibilities in the society. And is education which allow individual in the society to share the common values, because it's mostly happening to bring people together. It's mostly happening to bring people together. It's also happening to make sure that people understand their identity.
Yeah.
Because you, as a Namibian, we have our own identity. We are, in fact, like an organization. We have our own identity. We have our own values. We have something that we share. We may be different in colors and background, but we have something that we share. That's why most advanced countries, if you look at China, for example, you look at North Korea also, but with North Korea it's a bit high. When you look at China, for example, when the Chinese are meeting, they may not like each other, but there are things that they cannot do and things that they can do for their country.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean? And that is only happening when there is strong civic education. And what is very interesting also about civic education is that is when people are educated about their rights, when people are educated about the system and the structure of government, for example, they is easy for them to go and ask for assistance. It's easy for them to criticize where they are going to criticize. Because a lot of people, they confuse civic education with politics. It's not really about politics. It's about citizenship. It's about citizenship. It's about you knowing the basic values which you are sharing.
Being informed.
Yeah.
Being involved.
Yeah.
And making a difference where you can.
Yeah. And the other thing is also about civic education. Apart from you now sharing values or sharing the common values, it's more easier to have heart for one another. It's also more easier to assist. And it's more easier for these people to be involved in community projects. Because if we look at, we don't want to go back to those guys, the Aristotle, what they say. But something very interesting that he said is that a man outside the society was compared to a beast. But those years, when people talk about men, they mean everybody. But a citizen who is not participating in the activities of his country or her country, number one, you're not patriotic enough. Number two, you are failing to do what others did. Because for you to be in a country, somebody died for that country, for example, or some people fought for that country, and also some people laid foundation, not really to say about rebellion, laid foundation, maybe in business.
Yeah.
For you to have a thriving business, somebody laid that foundation.
Yeah.
But what do you do for your country? That's number one. And we can only answer these things when we understand what civic education is and how can we emphasize on giving people civic education and to what extent do we have it in Namibia.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, another thing is when people are informed in how their country operates, they get more likely to vote, volunteer, and speak out against injustice and hold leaders accountable. You know, when we don't know your constitution, let's start with the constitution.
Yeah.
And I think that is something that every Namibian ought to know.
Yeah.
You need to know your constitution.
Yeah.
And it's not gatekept.
Yeah.
You can go onto the internet, type in constitution, download it, and start knowing your rights as a Namibian. It's not just about knowing when to criticize the government. Sometimes we criticize the government, but it's not a right. And it's not probably a rule, you know, we don't know the procedures.
Yeah.
And when you don't know that, you disempower yourself as a Namibian citizen.
And just become a good citizen. Because I used to, people like criticizing when we are comparing Namibia with other countries. But there's a correlation between understanding of civic education and development. Look at countries like Singapore. Look at Mauritius. Look at what a good example should I give? UK also, but UK is an example of an advanced Western country. What other country? Look at China. China is still fastest state in terms of economic development. Chinese people, what the good thing which they did is that they put their country at they put their country first. They put their country first, then they develop a national strategy to say this is how China is going to survive. Even a person in prison of China can still say, no, this is what Chinese stand for. Do you understand what I mean? Then from there, it's more easier, like what you have said about voting. Because in Namibia, we see a lot of young people, they get involved in politics, not really because they understand what's going on. They involve in politics because maybe somebody's using them. Few of them understand what's happening. Few of them go there because of a revenge.
Mm-hmm.
But even if we disagree on few things, what is civic education teaching us?
Mm-hmm.
In Namibia, the only institution which is very clear about teaching civic education and a bit of patriotism is this training of National Youth Service.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when they train people in different areas,
yes.
They also have content on civic education.
Yeah,
there's one guy I was planning to contact him, but I think, you know, this long weekend thing.
People are going on holiday.
Yeah, people are going on holiday. And I'm really planning to bring him one day to come. He's one of the trainers.
Yeah.
And when you look at him, yeah, when you sit with him, yeah, you realize that, of course, he's a Namibian citizen, but he has pride of being a Namibian. And it's very different from a lot of people. And even those young people who are trained there, you can see changes. You can see changes because you are taught not only about understanding the structure, it's also about volunteerism.
Mm.
To say for the country to develop, it has to be clean. For the country to develop, offense must be taken care of.
Mm.
So that, because these are people who cannot take care of themselves, so that they can build the country one day. Because when you understand civic education, it's more easier to do something for your community, and it's also more easier to, I think people who volunteer more, they are also happiest.
They are indeed.
Yeah. Now, just before we go to a commercial break, when you look at, for example, Nigeria, they have National Youth Service. You know, after grade 12, after high school, you want to go to, they have a national, they say National Youth Service.
Hmm.
You attend there for 1 year. Other countries, you have to serve, maybe in the military or in any service for 1 year before you go to university. Why are people doing this? They are doing this because they want to put people together. Where are we meeting as Namibians? I think that is what I said. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe and Zafia Basson. And yeah, we are talking about the importance of civic education development. You can join our conversation at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. So we are going to a commercial break, then we can continue.
Mukungu lelewa tuko maikuto wa mina apiri kwa mavuchaziva. Mwere kisema app ato wakasi nchavu kamso, zakare riferide. Nise kunani zencha. Kuzo wakwa kushimba lifera zari vuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Mvone maikuto amancha a imba ep. Mwikutwe kulibusi ya mbasa antoye nguyetuna. Mwikole sifera fama kepe marizo hola mina. Hamuvone imba enja nyencha falizwe ikopa ya mifuta ya lifera matasa ep ilini. Kukopanya naha nikuhasa nyori zira mlimu. Zengi zefu mani hamasifera sesifa app ya imba izetatama Elsin, Ehangano, Oshiherero, Omaemuriro, Catholic, Simani Kakarunga, Africans, nizengu zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu haiva mtavira kulisifera sakireke ya mina si ekezwe fa mkoloko walifera za imba va 081-2358-063. Kapa mulumere imele kwa digital@omalighty.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu. Mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal. fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? Either a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Did you know that in Namibia over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Dear listeners, we are continuing with business and economic segment. We are continuing with the discussion on civic education. Today we are talking about the contribution of, civic education to development. What are some of the areas that we need to look at when you talk about civic education? And also, how can civic education be being strengthened in order to make sure that it reach its end goal, because we are living in a society where people are only thinking about themselves, and you wonder why, out of all the countries in the world, and I've been saying this for a very long time, to say you wonder why out of all the countries in the world, Namibia is the second highest unequal country, and a lot of people need to hear this in terms of economic distribution, highest economic unequal country. Few people holding the means of production, a lot of them surviving by the day. And maybe apart from now bringing in civic education, apart from now talking about the sense of commonalities that the individuals are sharing, because in Namibia you are supposed to be, you are my sister actually, because we are in one state. If our country have to go to war with another country, people stand as one.
Yes.
You know that people were united by the fight against colonialism. Look what happened during COVID-19. That is the only time you realize that, to say we are one, because we are fighting one battle.
Yes.
We are fighting one battle. And that is the only time you realize to say, if we understand that it is very necessary to do something beyond what you can get.
Yes.
So it's more easier for us to distribute the economy very well, and also to allow people to participate. Because I fear if you go to, for example, to town, a lot of young people are... I was talking to one farmer today. Actually, I was interviewing him. He's in Omaha region. And one thing that he said, I asked him to say, in the project that we are running, what about the young people within the community? He said, no, my brother, young people here are demoralized. You don't even know whether they are going or they are coming.
Sure.
Imagine somebody is running a project within your community for free so that you can have food.
Yes.
People are just drinking. And the elders are asking, no, why young people are not interested in national matters? And there is that mistrust that you can see, or lack of trust. In young people, just but maybe you ask yourself to say, maybe there's something bigger than this, because you go to town, people are just on their own. Your wallet fall off, somebody take it very fast. No one can say no. Maybe Zafia needs it, or maybe you have a sick kid. They don't think about those things. Yeah, because everyone wants to survive. Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually sad to say it, because every civic education actually, in a nutshell, contributes to our economy as well.
Yeah.
You know, everything contributes to our economy, whether it's good or whether it's bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, civic education is also good when you go abroad as a student or whatever you're going to do abroad. And people ask you about Namibia. You cannot just tell people that we have a good, you know, we have a beautiful ocean. We have Swakop. We have Sossus Vlei.
Yeah.
We have the Namib Desert. You know, things like that. There's more than to that of Namibia. You know, Namibia is not just its scenery.
Yeah,
it's more than that.
Yeah, it's scenery. And while we are there, I think without strong civic education, there's no connections and there's no interest.
Yes.
Have you seen demoralized people? People without any goal. And you can sometimes you cannot blame them.
They literally live because the sun shine again.
Yeah, sun shine
again. Day has come.
Yeah. You put it right. You put it right. But maybe the question that we need to ask ourselves, how can we make sure that we strengthen our civic education? Does it need to be put in the curriculum? Do we need modules or content of civic education to be included in all in few of the courses that people are doing? Because I think it's something which a lot of people are lacking, and it's something which is also failing us, because we only do things because other people are doing it. In Namibia, if you are frustrated, you find people demonstrating, you just join. You don't know because you want something to be done within your sector. But people, you know, sometimes what is happening within that organization is not really part of what you want. But when you have enough information, have you seen the pattern of young people start voting?
Yes.
You have seen the pattern.
It's slowly picking up.
Yeah, it's picking up.
But it's because they are starting to inform.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
They're getting informed as to what's the importance of voting.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know the importance of voting.
Yeah.
Because remember, for years, I was under the notion of, regardless if I vote or not, it doesn't make a difference.
You did not understand what was going
on. No, I didn't understand what was the impact of me voting.
Yeah.
And I mean, until, let me say the last voting.
Yeah.
Let me say the two last votings.
Yeah.
I realized that, but my vote does count. It might not feel like that because it's a, you know, but it does make a difference.
Actually, it's your vote which is moving things, because no one is voting twice. And that process is very interesting to say, in a democracy, you only vote once. And without you, it means that you already impacted that process.
Exactly.
So imagine what was very interesting is that coming to understand how government is working, how the system is working, and also just a basic understanding of how politics is working. In 2019, when Dr. Itura became an independent candidate, a lot of young people, they started running around. And in fact, he had a lot of supporters. In this effect, he had a lot of young supporters just by talking. But this young supporter did not know what to do to assist this man. They did not even know that you need a voter's card so that you can go and vote.
Yes.
They were just following the person. Then they realized, no, independent candidate is beaten. This is the range. Mm-hmm. You guys were just numbers. But you did not have voters' cards.
Exactly.
Yeah. But what does this mean? It means that if you understand what civic education is, it's easier to make a decision. It's easier to love your country. And it's also easier to participate in a democratic process. And other people take your ignorance for their advantage. Because when you do not know what's happening, you are just doing it for the sake of doing it. Those who understand, it's a bonus to them.
Exactly.
It's a bonus to them. That's why... When you understand civic education, it's easy to hold people accountable.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's easy to hold people accountable, and that's already doing good things to the economy, and also good things to the country at large.
As well, when people are informed, no?
Yeah.
They are less likely to be misled by fake news.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
And tribal politics.
Yeah.
Or manipulation. Civic education helps build a generation.
Yeah.
That asks questions.
Yeah.
You know, they challenge injustice.
Yeah.
They basically work together for progress. You know, let's be real. Mm. Many of the issues we face as a country.
Yeah.
Whether it's corruption.
Yeah.
Poor service delivery or lack of accountability.
Even vandalism.
Even vandalism.
Yeah.
Often continue because people don't know how to hold leaders responsible.
Mm-hmm.
And we just spoke about accountability.
Yeah. In the same way with public resources and public infrastructure.
Mm.
When somebody is working for a government, he think it's only him. You drive the car the way you want because they are saying it's apparently it's a government car.
It's not my car.
Yeah, you are misusing the resources of the country because you don't have to say, you don't even think about what's going to happen to your great kids. You don't even think about maybe my son is also going to use this service. That's why when you talk about, civic education is more than understanding how the system is working.
Mm.
It's more about something which is done. It's more about community service.
Yes.
Because, and also loving one another. Just ask yourself, why Namibia is one of the unhappiest countries? And I was looking at this report. You know, some international reports can be questionable. But a lot of international reports, they are not on our side.
Exactly.
A lot of them are not on our side. Because why are we the unhappiest country, among the top unhappiest country? We are at, I think, 103.
That's correct. Out of 147.
Imagine. Even Afghanistan is in front of us.
The bombs are falling.
Yeah, the bombs are falling, but people are, you know, ask yourself this question, because a person is unhappy when the basic needs are not satisfied, when I don't really understand what it means to do something, even for free, what it means for me to volunteer something.
Yes.
Because a lot of basic community problems could have assisted or could have been solved just by volunteerism. Volunteerism assisting the needy so that they can also be capacitated to move forward. So, dear listeners, it's 42 minutes past 1800 hours. We have around 18 minutes. We talk about civic education. You are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe, and yeah, Zafia Basson. We're here in the studio until 1900 hours. So for now, let's go to a commercial break. Then we can continue the conversation.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077. Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia.
Are you ready for a fresh new flavor? Then enjoy the latest addition to the Vintook beer family. Vintook lemon flavored non-alcoholic beer. It's got the same taste that you love, but now with added lemon flavor to guarantee 100% refreshment in every sip. Now that's 100% real. Head to your nearest store and enjoy the new Vintook lemon flavored non-alcoholic beer for yourself today. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Mukungu lewa tuko maikuto amina apiri kwa mavchaziva. Uvele kisema app ato wakasi nchavu kamso. Zakale liferile. Mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zari vuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba app. Mwikutwe kulibusi emba santo ye mwietuna. Mwikole sfera fama kepe marizo hola mina. Amuvone, imba encha ni encha falizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilini kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali njira mlimu. Zeni, zefu mani hamasfera sesfa app ya imba, ize tatama Elsin, Ehangano, Oshiherero, Omaemuriro, Catholic, Simani Kakarunga, Africans, ni zeni zengata.
Yes, dear listeners, we are continuing with the business and economic segment with me, David Shombe, and Zafia Basson. We are looking at civic education. We are looking at, why civic education matters in development, why citizens need to be taught about their rights, about how the system is working. We spoke about, sense of patriotism and sense of volunteerism. And we also spoke about not being selfish, but belonging to a state. We also spoke about a little bit of, how civic education can assist an individual to take care of country's resources, and also understanding that taking care of them, you are taking care of yourself, and you are also taking care of your country at large. Because Zafia, if you look at football, for example, you realize to say, just do a comparison when Nigeria is playing, when South Africa is playing, there are citizens who can die for their country. There are even supporters. How many Namibians saying, I'm very proud to be a Namibian? I'm very proud to be a Namibian. There is no that, what is bringing really people together.
Inclusivity is not there.
Yeah, that's why when you compare most advanced country, dear listeners, go and do your own research. Just compare advanced countries. Look at their understanding of the system. America is a country that you cannot ignore. It has done a lot of wrong things and good things. But one thing about Americans is that no matter the situation, they know what's happening. And it's also one of the good examples of countries knowing their civic duties. Yeah, knowing their civic duties, you can find a judge disagreeing with the president, a magistrate overturning, or a magistrate, disagreeing with high profile government officials. Not really because a person want to be smart enough, just because a person is there for the country. They are very proud to say, I'm serving my country. People are volunteering to go to military service when there is war to defend their country. But is it happening here? I don't think so. Maybe just go there because it's an opportunity to get a job. But is it really in your heart to say, I'm a proud Namibian soldier, whatever, if situation arises, I'm going to defend my country?
Yes, I'm going to die for my country.
How many people are going to die for their country?
Yeah.
Because there is no that patriotism anymore. That's why we are saying, apart from National Youth Service, which is teaching civic education, apart from those who studied law, politics, and also other, other courses related to you understanding how the government is working, let us try to at least bring about some level of content from high school. That is the only way we are going to be united. Because you find even a person, an adult person, don't even know know what your counselor is, what is the role of their counselor, how the governor. You just ask who is that? I thought it was who. Just basic things to say. No, who is your head of police? Just those basic. Is your minister of finance? Who is? You don't need to know everything, but at least understand, because you are in a country.
Yes.
People just think, if my kids did not eat, if my dog is not washed, if my girlfriend, my wife is not what, that is the end of it.
Yes.
But that is something which is really taking us down, and we can't see that, but it's taking us down slow by slow, because people are not united.
Or not, just not interested, you know, outside classrooms.
Yeah.
We know not everyone has the ability or the opportunity to have education.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
So if I'm going to say that this needs to be part of our curriculum,
yeah.
How are we going to educate those civic, those that are not part of the formal education, you know?
Mm.
So outside of classroom, we also need to have more community-based programs, you know, workshops, debates, even like right now, what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
We are actually, but educating you on your civic education.
Yeah.
Not everyone can access formal education, like I just mentioned.
Yeah.
So we need to bring information to the people in languages they understand.
No, that
you
is
understand
that,
because
I say that again.
English came by boat.
Yeah.
We're all aware of that.
Yeah.
So if you're going to tell the auntie deep in the south or deep in the north about civic education, put it in her language. Yeah. Put it in that is language.
Indeed. And I think that is something which need to be done. You know, most of this well-crafted, unsimplified government communication, if it's not said by the media, nobody has time to go to, for example, Bank of Namibia Financial Stability Report. No one has time to go there and read everything.
Yes.
But have this thing being simplified, just simplified in the language that you understand. Just to say, apart from us communicating in an official language, which we understand.
Yes.
Let me try to put this in the language where people understand. Let me try to simplify it.
Yes.
And I find it's very difficult. It's very difficult, Zafia, if I have to tell you. I did an interview with a few prominent people. But you find a person running away from speaking his vernacular language. And I was laughing. He said, I said, add that, you are not raised in town. But just you speaking your mother tongue, and you already have a problem when you have something like that. You already have a problem. So, simplifying government communication, simplifying those, civic education materials in the language that people can understand. And one of the institutions which was supposed to do that, you know, ECN, and a lot of people don't understand this, ECN is not only there to teach you how to vote. You understand? A lot of people were just taught to say, if you want to vote, you press here, use a machine, or you use a paper. But the main important thing is not how to vote, is what is the meaning of voting.
Yes.
Because if you understand the meaning of voting, Zafia, you think twice before you make a decision. Because I used to tell people this, to say, when somebody is saying, Zafia, you are the government, that person is not lying to you. You are the government 24 hours before election. Then after that, you transfer power.
Yes.
Because remember, with that little vote that you have, you can hire and fire somebody. And the moment citizens understand to say, no, so these guys are standing on me. It's me who is making this decision.
They depend on you.
Yeah, they actually depend on you.
Yes.
And you are the government. That's why, if you understand civic education, it's more easier. That's why I think that is what ECN did not really do. Because they were just teaching people, no, this is how you are going to vote. You choose between candidate A, B, C, and D. You do this and you are done. But it was more supposed to be on civic education. What is the meaning of vote? What is the meaning of democracy? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this?
What's the
purpose of this?
And what, you know, also in terms of, there were many invalid votes.
Yeah.
Or how can I say, what was the word they used?
Unaccounted for. Yeah, there's a word for it.
I can't.
Spoiled ballots.
Spoiled ballots. Yes. That's the word.
Yeah.
And people were asking, even the young people even asked, now what is spoiled ballot?
What is that now?
What is that now? So I think those are things that also need to be clarified, mm-hmm. you know, before you start voting.
Yeah, those are things.
And what is the impact of voting? Mm-hmm. You know, you like you said, mm-hmm. have the full understanding because yeah. knowing that,
yeah.
it makes it so much powerful.
Yeah, that's why in the US, anything can happen. After 5 years, we take you there, you don't behave, we put another one.
Exactly.
It's happening in the UK. They know their system.
They know yeah, they their know rights their even. Yeah, yeah. You know, when a police officer stops them,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
they know their rights.
Yeah.
Now, I'm asking how many Namibians know their rights when someone stops them?
Not I know my rights in the street when
not when you're strong and when you're drunk. Yeah, I don't know, but not those
yeah,
rights.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I'm talking about the rights that if you do something
yeah.
or you do not do that and you are being stopped by a police officer.
Yeah.
Or someone in power.
Even basic things to say, if a police officer approaches you, for example, you have a right before anything to ask, because those guys they
need to identify
yeah,
themselves.
Yeah, identify yourself, cop. They do that in the US. They say no, cop, identify yourself.
But
because
but you know what? Sorry, David.
Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
other thing that actually also gets me frustrated a bit is some of our police officers also don't know, because they get angry when I ask. You know, when you get into a conversation where I say, can you please identify yourself? It's my right.
No, maybe they were taught, in the police academy, they were taught about that. But because of the environment which they are operating, it's yes. only you. After maybe 5 years, it's only you who is asking to say, no, I can't discuss with you. You are police. Identify yourself.
Yes. Like, because yeah. the thing is, yeah. we get to a world ne,
yeah.
that's not safe anymore.
Yeah.
Now a police officer pretending to be a police officer stops me.
Yeah.
I need to know yeah, who this is.
That's the first thing that they
so that's to, why yeah. for me, if an officer stops me, I say, can I please have your identification yeah. as
who,
well?
Who am I dealing with?
Who am I dealing with?
And even, not only police officers, even, when you come to an office.
Yes.
Then an administrator decided to mistreat me.
Yes.
I will not leave without asking for her name. And she has no right to refuse. If you yes. are working for a government, then you start mistreating people. They have a right to say, no, okay, I got your assistance, but what is your name?
Yes.
It's actually the first thing that you say, no, who am I dealing with?
Exactly.
Because if you know what to complain, what is your name? What is your position? You're in a government office. What is your name? What is your position? And yeah, then from there I can take it on.
But
because
exactly.
the moment people understand that, people, they start to come on, they start to understand things, and people, they come on the line. They come on the line because other people, they take advantage of people's ignorance to behave the way they behave.
And it doesn't, you know, it also knows, like every industry in Namibia
yeah.
has a place where you can go complain
yeah.
should you not be satisfied with the service.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes we don't know where to complain. So yeah. we go on social media and we, you know, make a big fuss, but then that's where it ends.
Sometimes I'm just angry, but I wasn't supposed to be angry. We're just supposed to sit down.
Because exactly.
I went to a wrong office and the person who I met today is also angry. Then things are, dear my God.
And now I'm so angry yeah, and I yeah. go and post on social yeah, media and yeah. insult people.
Yeah. But sometimes just to say, no, okay, who am I dealing with? How can you assist one another?
Yes.
And the other thing is also this, and I've seen it a lot of times, because I've seen it, you know, you can go to a government office, you can go to a private institution, wearing jeans like me, the way they are going to treat you is different. When you go back tomorrow, because I've seen it a few times, just to go ask for assistance, you know, how can I help you?
Yeah.
What? Okay. I come back the next morning.
With a suit.
Good morning, sir. Can I give you water in the newspaper to read while you are waiting? How can I help you? And all those things.
So we treat each other based on your appearance.
Based on our appearance. And we actually misuse that power of being in a public assistance office. And that wasn't supposed to be the case. You were supposed to be the first person to say, well, how can I help you? Because when I come there, I need help. And it's your job to satisfy me.
Mm.
And that is, I think it tends to start with, when you love your country, it's more easier to go with other things.
Exactly.
When you know where you are standing, because where is Namibia facing? Are we moving according to that?
Mm. Yeah. I think the goal is to make civic education a culture.
Yeah.
Not just a subject.
Mm.
It needs to become a culture.
Indeed.
Why, who, as Zafia,
yeah,
being a proud Namibian,
yeah,
why am I proud?
Yeah.
You know, you need to know that. When it becomes part of how we live,
yeah,
talk,
yeah,
and make decisions,
yeah,
that's when we truly start shaping our nation.
Yeah, and the other thing, it's a very important thing about you being proud. We have seen it, you know when, but I think it's with ladies. I'm very sorry to say this, but I have to say it. When you ladies meet in, okay.
Are you ready for a fresh new flavor? Then enjoy the latest addition to the Vintook beer family. Vintook lemon flavored non-alcoholic beer. It's got the same taste that you love, but now with added lemon flavor to guarantee 100% refreshment in every sip. Now that's 100% real. Head to your nearest store and enjoy the new Vintook lemon flavored non-alcoholic beer for yourself today. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic.
Yes, it's 1900 hours. We are continuing with business and economic segment. We are continuing with lecture hall one. And we are talking about the importance of civic education. Just before we close, I was talking about the importance of civic education in uniting people and assisting people. I was talking about ladies, but also men. Other people, we have seen it when these guys go outside the country. When you go abroad, even though we go to study, Namibians, they don't talk to each other, even when they're outside the country. But look at it. Because when you are outside the country, it's like you are coming from the same house. Now you are in the forest. Even if you are not talking, I don't need to know that you are. I don't need to know you are white, you are colored, you are Herero, you are what. If you are outside there, we are Namibians. I have to assist you. But we have seen it. People leave each other at the airports. It's happening everywhere. People fail to assist one another in the same journey, and that is something which is putting us down. Because if you bring that thing of unity to say no, these are my people. This is where we are facing. I think it's more easy.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights.
So, with these words, I think we come to the end of our program. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening to us, and enjoy your weekend.
Adios.
Shab shab.